Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, June 5th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our privilege each weekday morning to prepare and share these messages with you in various ways over the internet, including this podcast. I'm blessed today to have my brother, my oldest brother, sitting right here beside me, Mike Weber, and he's getting an idea of what we do each weekday morning. Today's message is titled, Day After Day. The scripture text is from 1 Chronicles 16, verse 23.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim His salvation day after day.
Those of us who follow the Lord rightly speak of wanting to be in the very center of God's will. There are certainly issues of life in which we must seek the Lord's will and submit ourselves to His providential direction. We may seek counsel also from others, and sometimes His will is given progressively, a little direction at a time. Such is the life of faith. When we are confronted with a number of valid choices, we rightly ask, which way, Lord? And we can depend upon Him to open the right door and close the wrong one, however confusing or disappointing that might be in the short term.
But there are so many areas of life where the will of God is absolutely clear to us. Today's verse is a portion of an ancient psalm written by David some 1,095,000 days ago. It tells us that we are to sing to the Lord.
I am so thankful for the gift of music, although I'm certainly not gifted musically myself. I can still sing our praises to the Lord, for He is always worthy and does not find my voice displeasing to His ears. That's one of the joys of an early morning walk, or today driving across Lancaster County before 5 a.m., listening to praise and worship music on a Christian radio station. God has given each of us a song today, and we are called to sing that song to Him. Some of you, like me, aren't very comfortable singing when others are listening. But God asked for His song. It may be a song belted out or a song that you can carry in your heart. Whatever the circumstance, let us remember that God wants us to sing to Him today.
David's command to sing to the Lord is directed to all the earth, which surely includes you and me today, wherever we live. Stephen is preparing a sermon for this coming Lord's Day in which we consider a timeless parable or illustration used by Jesus, in the parable of the sower. We shared that over a couple of days last week. What strikes us is how His stories are capable of being universally understood, regardless of the time or place. As we share these messages over the web, it's such a joy to realize that whatever location you're reading or hearing this from, it applies to you.
We are to proclaim His salvation day after day. Certainly there is an aspect that this proclaiming expresses an upward thanksgiving toward God for our salvation. But I believe it is also a call to outward witness. The word proclaim means to announce. Today, God continues to call His children to proclaim His salvation. The world may ignore, reject, or even some will scorn the message, but the call remains. Proclaim His salvation day after day. That's what I do today and desire to do faithfully every day. Will you join me?
Let's pray together. Father, there are so many believers You have gifted with the ability to write meaningful words of praise and testimony that mirror the same expression I have in my heart, but am unable to put into words or musical script. Though I've not been given this same talent, thank You for giving me the ability to sing these songs as they resonate from my heart. The psalmist David, the greatest poet of all time, proclaimed over and over again the wonders of Your salvation. May we never tire of this glorious life, changing theme, and help us to sing about this marvelous miracle of salvation day after day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for joining me today and sharing that prayer. It is, once again, a real joy to be with you. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Today's post has some additional materials on it. We have several photos My brother's really excited. He just got a new camera, and we've got one of the photos taken with his camera on the site today, as well as a photo taken by a friend of ours who's an outstanding photographer. I also have several musical selections up today, some I found from an obscure church I'd never heard of before, and I'm not sure whether it's music out of that church or whether it's something they posted, but it's called the Burlington Flats Baptist Church, and you can link on those and listen if you'd like. Mike, is there anything you'd like to share with our podcast listeners today?
Just want to say it's so nice to be able to visit my brother and my sister-in-law and their daughter, Esther.
Amen. Thanks. And it's likewise just great to have Mike with us.
He's from San Francisco.
And Mike is from San Francisco, California. He was in to see my sister last week and up with her with the wedding we were at on Saturday, and then he's spending a little over a week with us, so we're so happy to have him. In fact, Mike has given me permission to write a story about him, and I think I'll try to do that while he's here, in fact, and he'll be a part of it, actually. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to proclaim faithfully the glories of God.